GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 81-50-93-9 is the number. 93-9 is the station. What is the series with the Celtics and Heat?
I think 3-1.
Series tied 2-2. Thank you for nothing, Nikki.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
And speaking of Heat, temperature control is the most valuable resource one could have. And if you agree with this sentiment, then DFH is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, today, thanks to Tommy and the Delivery.com team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville Studios. Today, we got Cracker Barrel. Locally owned, Delivery.com brings the restaurant to you. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Use promo code ORDERNOW, $10 off your next order. Now hiring drivers. Get paid per delivery. Keep your own tips. Also, if you're a restaurant looking to grow your business or food delivery, Delivery.com, your neighborhood delivered. Nick, does Pops have a synopsis of my game that he would like to talk about?
Dude, he was busting your chops. Did you hear him?
I'm curious because I think I heard a reverse vitality line that I would like to address on air.
He was like, I thought he was taking vitality. Jack looks great. He's moving around out there. He called you a traffic cone.
How about that? Like,
how the hell is he going to just start going around?
How about that? I am a healthy, non-vaccinated man. And listen...
Just catching strays.
I know.
I was defending you as captain of the gas.
That
kind of
pissed me off.
A little bit. It should have.
Like, I mean, you basically sat out there in the hallway and called me a fat ass.
And I was like, you're moving better. Like, you're
you know
moving better. You're moving better than some of our teammates. And he was like, why are you comparing Rummage to the worst players on your team?
I'm like, dude. Like, I don't know how to feel about that.
You should be pissed off. And you know what? You and I are going to we're gonna become the best outfield there is.
I know. I'm like, hang on now. Like, I'm like, you can't
what?
Just...
Where did this happen?
You can't just say that about me.
What? How did you know what I said? Because you talk like a freaking
Because I'm standing
ball
right
ball.
Here, Bob.
I love you like a brother.
I'm legitimately right here.
We can hear.
You feel like a traffic cone.
Listen, I'm right here.
That's the reality. So, no offense. I mean, I'm not a good swimmer, but when they hit it out to your part of the field, I just pray to God it hits you in the chest. Because that's the best chance.
Listen
to
this.
Back to the infield. Because if it doesn't, I'm going to see your ass chasing the ball to the fence.
Listen, I was playing yesterday. I was playing outfield with a guy who worked a 52-hour shift playing center field who would not move. And he said, I'm dead tired.
I was going to say. I saw you moving
like,
around okay
and
out
the
there.
The freaking peanut gallery has decided they're going to put together some kind of, you know what I'm saying? That would be like me walking in there going, yeah, you do radio like ass.
Just start booing.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
just start booing.
Yeah, just sit outside the door.
Jackass!
Yeah. Like, just sit outside of his door and just be like, yeah, you do radio like you're reading the newspaper.
Boo!
Hey, talk sports, jackass.
Boom.
That's essentially what it would be.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're gonna show him. You know what? We're gonna show him.
So, I know.
Yeah.
So
he's that.
Yeah.
He's that sports writer.
So
right.
What school besides Memphis would you most rather have join the Louisville basketball schedule for next year? Is Memphis and Penny Hardaway at the top of your list to bring in the Yum Center?
Yes.
Yeah. 81-50-93-9 is the number. 38-31-93-9 is the text line. Is Memphis and Penny Hardaway at the top of your list, Steve?
I think so. Yeah. Penny and Memphis?
How about you, Nikki?
You always bring me into the Penny and Memphis discussion.
You say
because
you want to be a part of. I had you see what that was? You see what just happened?
No.
Stop right there.
Oh God.
You see what just happened?
What did I do?
Guilty eyes tell no lie. Steve, Penny Hardaway just said he wanted to put Louisville on a schedule.
Right.
Said he's gonna have to reach out to put Louisville on a schedule. I asked you about Memphis being a good team to put on the schedule.
Yes.
Nikki likes to be a part of the show. I have at least 8 comments on here that want Nikki in a chair and not producing. But you know where Nikki took this to? Mr. Victim himself.
You're right. You're right.
You're picking on me because I had low expectations on Penny Hardaway. I had totally forgot because you came around and you said, hey, Penny did a good job. He got it together. When I look at all the circumstances, he did a great job. I had totally forgot that Nikki's so dug in the defense of.
I know.
Yeah, Penny Hardaway. No, I.
You know what? You're 1,000% right. I thought that this was going to be a gotcha thing about Memphis, and I apologize.
No.
You were just asking my honest opinion. I've come around to Penny, and I owe you an apology the same way Pops owes an apology to Rummage. So I'm sorry. I apologize. And so Memphis and Cincinnati are two I
want
to see.
You want Cincinnati on there?
Yeah, and it's like 1 and 1A.
You want Mick Cronin?
He's not there anymore.
Who's at Cincinnati now?
Oh, God. It's,
I'm sorry. You're such a bad fielder. Okay,
see,
I apologize. I hope that makes everybody feel
that's
bad.
Terrible.
That's not going to work. You're going to rue the day. Listen, Bob.
Yeah.
I suggest you apologize to Steve Rutledge.
It's going
to
get bad. It's going to get bad.
You hurt his feelings. We're telling you heard his feelings.
It's going to get bad.
You better. Listen, I'm not going to tell
all
you
right,
what
I'm
to
sorry.
Do. You
I
should.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I was just having a little comedic content because it is May and there's not a lot of content.
There's no content.
And I was trying to make a serious analysis of your team. So if you'd like, I don't know if this would make you better. I can rip the snot out of all the other guys, too, if you'd like. I can go right down the lineup, but that makes you feel better.
Yes.
But it's easy for me to do because I'm not playing. So
fair.
He's going to go full process on
that. That's fair.
What process you called it?
Just process. Just rip everybody. Just I don't care. I don't play. But
no, I'll be honest with you. It's fun to come watch the team now because last year, let's tell it like it is. I mean, they couldn't score even. Now they play. They got 9 runs. They won a game last week. They're competitive.
Getting better.
They said your support actually helped in the game. You ratchet up the pressure.
Sweet. Well, I'm trying. That's why I was just trying to point out.
That's what we said.
Out there, take a few extra grounders or something. That's all I'm suggesting.
That's what we said.
That's all. Is that a horrible thing? I don't think that's a horrible thing to say. I mean, Albert Pujols takes extra infield, and he's 42 years old. So you can get out there and take a couple of grounders.
Fair enough. Penny.
Yes. All right. You know what? I'll give the edge to seeing wanting Memphis on there because now with the Kenny Payne element, Cincinnati was one because of the Cincinnati element with Mac.
Uh-huh.
But now with the whole, I mean, the times they are changing. Now Kenny Payne is in that group of elite recruiters.
Uh-huh.
Penny's also an elite recruiter. Then yeah, I'll give the edge to that. But Cincinnati's very, very much close second for me.
Who you'd rather have?
Yes.
Cincinnati, Memphis, or who?
No, I mean okay. Penny said he wanted to get on the schedule. Said he's going to reach out to Kenny Payne. Penny Hardaway. He said he wanted to get Louisville on the schedule. I think the Louisville fan base would definitely want that smoke with, you know, with that Memphis team. Who else would rival bringing Penny Hardaway and Memphis into the Yum Center? Nikki says Nikki's number two is Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's still a good choice. They've had a history with them. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you. I mean, when I went down to, and was doing the game at Memphis, I was amazed how many of their fans came up and said, it wasn't a Louisville game. I was doing a network game. Yeah. They said, my God, we miss having you guys come down here. And the Louisville people said the same thing, way more than they do with, I think, anybody else. I don't think they talk about Cincinnati that way. Mm-hmm. I don't know who else it would be.
DePaul?
But, maybe if you want to go really outside the box, bringing Huggy back from West Virginia might be damned interesting, because he always brought out a large response from the fan base. But no, I think Memphis is the answer. That's it. That's enough. And Steve, I'm sorry. You're a wonderful guy. I love you like a brother.
Thank you.
Keep in there plugging.
Thank you.
Memphis, DePaul, Cincinnati, Huggins. Where's Mike Dean at nowadays? Hated Mike Dean. Y'all remember how much y'all hated Mike Dean from Marquette? Who's another coach you just want to see in here?
I thought you were going to ask who you hate. And everyone hated...
I want to see Juwan Howard back in here, too.
What, Kevin Stallings from... I feel like he was universally hated.
Kenny Payne versus Rick?
Yeah, it needs to happen. At some point,
Steve,
that would be storyline awesome. Needs to.
That would be awesome.
You sign up for that?
That would be awesome.
Listen, if Cal heard rumors that Rick was going to play in the Yum, I guarantee he'd try to get Rick to cut that game out and bring him into Lexington so he could be responsible for that.
That would be.
It's a race to who's going to be the first to get Rick in their gym.
Yeah. Well, okay, wait. When you say in their gym, like who, like
either Cal or Kenny Payne.
Oh, a two horse race. Okay.
Rick
okay.
In Rupp or Yum.
Okay.
It's a race to embrace the heel turned returning champion again.
I love you're using wrestling. Do you love the wrestling, Steve?
I love the wrestling. I like that.
Listen, I mean, we'd say Rick has went good guy heel, and he's done his triumphant last lap where he goes the hero again. It's a race to get him into your gym.
Do you want me to put that up as a poll, by the way?
We have a slight lead because we did get him in on the board for the rest of retirement. He got his ovation. So one of y'all got to get him in the gym.
Hey, I was going to tell you, I'm reading right now. A little change of pace just for a second. But Ty Spalding is reporting. Sources tell U of L rivals that Milt Wagner has been hired in a hybrid director of player development alumni relations position with the school.
Why didn't I get offered that position?
Because you're a grand.
Say it, Steve.
No.
Because
Jalen's already in the NFL.
Yeah, because listen.
No, and Milt, I think Milt would do
because
phenomenal at that.
If Olivia Denise Reeves Maben was Oliver, Dennis Reese, baby, and that was my grandbaby. Then I'd be offered because he'd be a 6'5"
hey, listen,
two guard.
But now, listen. I will say this: Milt is.
I'm just kidding, baby. I love you. I'm glad you're not Oliver.
Milt is one of the. He's one of the five. All time,
yeah,
right?
Dude. Yeah. Dude.
I mean,
like, it's not a conversation.
On top of DJ, you know, Milt having a job here is, and I think that's a university position, so that wouldn't be a team position. More in the role with Reese,
because
I think Reese is going to stick around, you know. So, but it's more in that role, so it does not affect recruiting DJ Wagner. So. It's a good thing. Yeah. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to have guys like Milt Wagner around here. So that's a nice piece of news.
Who's Milt Wagner gonna work with first?
Now that's not officially out. That's not officially out yet. That's per Ty Spalding.
Somebody says UCLA they'd like to see in here.
I saw some UCLA, I saw some Indiana,
Memphis
saw some
list will automatically play Duke, UNC, UK, ACC Big Ten Challenge. Iona would be epic. Would you rather have Iona or Memphis?
Oh, I mean, yeah, that may be Iona, but I don't have a, like, I don't need to beat Rick, though. Like, I don't have
a. Yeah, I know. No, I'm just talking about the event. Nobody's going to feel, listen, I'm telling you. I don't know. Would the Spice come out? You know what? I don't want to see that game now.
No, I don't either. I don't have any ill will towards Rick.
I want Rick to come watch a game. I don't want to play him.
Yeah.
I don't want the divisiveness of Kenny Payne and Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nope. Nope. Actually, I don't want Rick playing Kentucky either. I just want everybody to go to your neutral corners.
I know.
And be happy.
I know. Sorry, I get a lot of the text line. People are excited about Milt.
You knew that was going to happen. Marcus, you should have got that job.
Well, maybe there'll be more.
I'll just wait till the next one opens up.
Maybe there'll be more. But, I mean, when you
somebody says that, Bob Dominey. Where is Bob Dominey anyway? Look, he told me.
Being awesome somewhere.
Do you remember last time he dropped in? Were you here?
Yes, yes. That was like one of my first days. I was like, oh, snap, it's Bob Dominey.
that was
the legend.
Funny. Right. Just Memphis, definitely. Cincinnati also.
Dude's got more wheels than an 18-wheeler. Come back to me. I'll polish that one up.
I tell you what. We'll just go ahead and take our last commercial break before I get into the details of some Kenny Payne conversation. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville. Where do you go to find all your favorite wine? Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I am so disappointed when I have a side note to get to, and right as the music playing, I forget exactly what, you know, it's kind of like one of those life issues that I wanted to discuss with the people, and I lost it right away. Darn it.
Well, more as we were on break, more Travis Branham, different ones, are starting to confirm. Mm-hmm. That Milt Wagner has been hired, and they're being very open about
answering the number one question that people want to know.
Yep.
Is it going to prevent him from recruiting?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and no, it is not. So everybody has made it very clear that this will not affect the recruitment
in any way
of DJ Wagner, but he is on the U of L site. Milt Wagner is. It's so I imagine something will be announced from the university probably soon.
Hey, man. Hey. Where is Ray Spalding at right now?
Oh, man.
Did you know how bad that pissed me off?
I know.
Where is Ray Spalding at right now?
Yep.
Somebody listening. Listen, Ray Spalding's family, I know you listen. Somebody knows somebody right now that can call and find out exactly where Ray is right now. I can't even call him Baby Ray anymore. He's been out the nest for far too long. I'm expecting a text message. I'm expecting a text message to my phone or a text message to the studio. The studio's text number is 38-31-93-9. Put your 502 in front of that. I want to know, reach out to me on Twitter in my DM. Tell me where that kid is right now. My email address is madefortheville. One word. MADEFORTHEVILLE. Business inquiries. Advertising inquiries, and where is Ray Spalding at right now? Nikki.
Yes?
Do you know that he had the audacity, the gall?
Who?
Ray Spalding. You want to know what he did?
Sweet Baby Ray?
Used to be Sweet Baby Ray. You know what he did, Nikki?
What did he do?
I posted a picture yesterday of me on the court
with the Kobe's,
with the platinum Kobe's, and guess what Ray Spalding put on there? One of the greatest. Right? After he
How dare him.
After he done stood me up five times.
Ooh.
One of the great.
He was supposed to be in here.
He used to be my favorite up-and-coming. Do you know how many strays I took on his meteoric rise? How many, not even strays, I took on, you talk about 300. I held off army after army. I'm telling y'all, when Ray Spalding's light comes on, y'all, do you remember how nasty Ray Spalding started getting?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I loved Ray. Especially late in the game.
You were sitting right with me.
I mean, late in his career. Yeah.
The moment, Nikki, I had been saying, I'm telling y'all. I mean, we watch Ray Spalding have very subpar numbers coming out of games, right? And Nikki, I would say, watch when he switches on a guard. He's different, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he would just kind of go into, you know how Predator, you know how, like, once he just took off his stuff on Schwarzenegger and just like, okay, you don't got your camouflage on. I'm gonna take off my stuff too. Now we're gonna go hand to hand, man to man combat. And you remember how he just flexed out, just Gila monster,
roaring and everything. Yeah.
Some dudes are different. They take that challenge personal, and I was like, I'm telling y'all, he's getting it. He's getting it right. Marcus, he only had 8 points. Four rebounds. I'm telling you, shut up. Shut up. He's long. He's fast. He can steal the ball. He helps out on defense. And he was the only one to check Dangadel. Hey, give me the ball.
Oh, I know. We watched that dynamic happen.
It changed. We watched Dangadel try to do the dap up. Oh, my bad. I ain't pass you that ball. And he like, watch out, man.
It's like, you know what you did.
Yes.
And he was the only one kind of keeping him under control at that point.
Dangadel did not respect David Padgett.
Right.
Like he should have.
Right.
And this is no Dangadel. This is just, this is no David Padgett knock. This is just Dangadel. He wanted his bread.
Yeah.
Would you admit that?
Yeah.
He just wanted his bread.
And at the beginning of the year, I thought it was well intentioned. I was like, hey, like, you know, he's looking at it like, I got to be the guy.
Yeah.
And then he's 4 or 5 games in, I was like, oh, it's the dang show.
He almost went Malik Williams on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
David Padgett kept Dangadel from becoming Malik. Right? Point being, this all started with Ray Spalding.
Yes.
Ray. You know, hey, 10, 12 minutes. I got you. I got you, OG. I got you. I really felt the love. Listen, I was like, I might have been on the corner somewhere, you know, around this area. He like pulled up beside me, just, what's up? You know, like, hey man, I need you on. He's like, cool, I got you. I ain't heard from him since. I ain't heard from him since.
He's had 2 kids.
I know. He probably married kids. All kind of, look, he got some side businesses and companies and all kind of.
That's awesome.
He might as well never come in now.
I know.
Just him and Reggie Bonifant, man.
That's awesome.
They just gave me the, they gave me the biggest. Okay, so Milt Wagner.
Yeah.
Fan base, that's a fan.
Do you think that ratchets up this weekend? DJ Wagner will be here. In Louisville this weekend, right off coming, you know, of the Milt Wagner hiring.
Are you worried about Kentucky putting on a show for Milt?
No.
Not Milt, sorry.
DJ. No, not really. I think you'll see a lot of fans out there. I mean, there'll be a lot of Kentucky fans out there. I mean, I think there'll be a lot of Louisville fans out there. I would get out there, obviously, if I was a Louisville fan. I am. And I plan on it as long as somebody sent the schedule. So
it won't hurt.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt at all.
It won't hurt to rock your red. Don't fight.
But no. Jeff Goodman, Jeff Borzello, a lot of people have commented on this. So it's definitely, I mean, it's a national thing, you know. I mean, we're talking the number one player in America.
DJ versus Bronny. Is LeBron going to be there?
Oh, maybe.
Surely LeBron's there, right?
Maybe.
I mean, he might as well get comfortable.
Why not recruit Bronny?
You want Bronny on your team?
Yeah.
Why do you want Bronny?
DJ Wagner and Bronny? I mean, like, this is awesome.
Why do you listen? You won't have to NIL Bronny.
No.
You would not have to NIL Bronny.
No. Yeah, man. I mean, that's pretty awesome.
You do
though.
Realize it'll be me, you, and King over to the left. Right?
Yeah. Just. Hey, what up, man?
You at the game? I can't wait. I can't wait for King to come over there and dap me up before the game. Hey, what's good?
Yeah. You know.
just doing my thing, King.
You know. About to watch these kids.
My bitch.
Hey, man. You got that boy right? Yeah.
All right, Bronny, do your thing.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hope Bronny's ready today, man. I don't know. Keep him Duke pretty good. You know, he's like, yeah. Just like, yeah. And we're like, yeah. Just our squad.
Keep going because I got a call.
No, but I do think, I think that the announcement, you probably will get an official announcement from the university.
Who will Kenny Payne do a better job with, Roosevelt Wheeler or Jalen Withers?
Well, you know, that's a great question. Maybe tomorrow, too, when we get a little more time, we can get into, there were some things Kenny Payne said about a couple of those players that may be a good hour tomorrow. Do all basketball, do LLS talk. We'll talk some of that. And let me say, because I'm gonna couple that in with my conversation here. Because if you're talking
Pops James on with Midnights,
yeah, just Pops James. Oh, we got Pops James on. Yeah, but seriously, if Milt Wagner is part of player development, that means right now in that gym, you're gonna have Kenny Payne, Nolan Smith, Danny Manning, Christian Cunningham, Reese Gaines, because I think Reese is going to get a little more able to be hands-on.
Yeah, he said that.
Okay, mm-hmm. I didn't want to say that, but yeah. but if you did, then fine. Now Milt Wagner, like, that's a lot of ball, and it's not just like, oh, former players. That's former players that can coach. You know what I'm saying?
Develop.
Oh, yeah. But yeah.
Develop.
I know. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Phil Baker made it back.
Hey, y'all. Listen, y'all.
I thought that was Phil.
I can't help myself. Hey, y'all. The big wigs are in town, and all of a sudden we have all these employees in here that we don't never see. Phil Baker being number one. Look, the big
wigs. It's like, I guess. Look, the big dog's in town, so everybody can make it back.
The big wigs come in town. I'm like, hey, where you been?
Gas is $5 a gallon. Awesome. Your boy's only making one appearance out here today. There's a consistency in my dress attire. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone else is a little bit more dolled up. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, okay. So you are admitting that you feel some changes in the building every once in a while?
Yes. Precisely.
Okay. Well, we'll give a quick advertisement. What do we have in the selection department of Cracker Barrel?
Oh, I saw some meatloaf. And it wasn't Nick yelling to his beautiful mother for some more meatloaf? Plates.
Mom, the meatloaf!
Yes, you have that. You got a little hamburger, a little grilled salmon for our Vitality friends over there. So
I'm off the wagon, but okay. Dad thinks we're all fat asses, so yeah.
So you have that, Jack. Grab some grilled chicken. Got a little cheeseburger back there. So shout out to Tommy and Co. Delivery.com.
Could you grab me a grilled chicken?
If the Gremlins haven't gotten it yet.
Okay.
Is there a second choice you'd like?
Meatloaf.
Okay, we got you.
Steve, would you?
No, I'm good. I'm going to fast.
Intermittent fasting?
Yeah, I'm going to fast.
Gaines, you never know who you may see out in Nordy Sea.
I know. No, actually, I had a donut this morning, and I am stuffed.
All right, well, I'll see you out. Are you going to Nike EYBL this
week? Yes, that's what I was about to ask you. Well, see, because I'm leaving Saturday.
You're just going to look at shoes there.
No. I told you, I'm a recovering recruiting / sneaker snob when it comes to these things. So I may have some insight of where one of our good partners at the station may be hosting one of these said teams that may have some interest near the KFC Yum Center vicinity.
Do we have a plug with EYBL people?
Apparently, I was talking to Coop yesterday. He was mingling around. Apparently, it's difficult to get a credential to these bad boys. I heard Bozich say this not too long ago.
Like, who? I'll buy a ticket. Because
yeah, it's
here's
10
the
bucks.
Thing.
It's like going to
the At 11 a.m. on Saturday morning, DJ Wagner plays. I'm going to make that one because, see, I'm
when do you fly out?
3:30.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm going to go to that one because at 9 o'clock that night, apparently, DJ plays Bronny.
Huh.
On Saturday night.
Where's Bronny staying? Is he staying at? Is that the Omni written all over it?
Yeah, so I'm like, listen, because somebody sent me the schedule right here. At 11 o'clock on court one, the New Jersey Scholars play. So, and I can't really tell
wait,
who
wait,
they play.
New Jersey Scholars.
That's Purvis's team, okay, right?
Yeah, that's Purvis's team. That's DJ's team.
Right. Mm.
Aaron Bradshaw as well, 5-star big man, I think we'll get. You know, so.
But we're in on. Don't say that.
I mean, no, I think we'll get him. I mean,
y'all are pulling me back into this recruiting game.
Have you heard the Milt stuff yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Did you hear
the Jason Jordan stuff?
I did not hear that.
Did you hear him screw something up?
No, I did not.
Okay, good.
Good. I saw something on the text line. I'm in the garage. You know, I don't got reception down there. Anyways, so what about is the Milt stuff done? I saw Ty Spalding put it out there.
But yes.
Okay.
A lot more of he's in the database now. He's a player development, but it's a university job.
So it gives that gray area. Okay.
DJ Wagner.
So it's not just what was the kid for Marcus Teague that Patino attacked Shabaka Lands. God, look at that. The random things.
Bender tweeted about Shabaka Lands this weekend.
Really? Yeah, I did not see that.
Shabaka Lands works out Brandon's son.
Full circle, baby.
Yeah.
Full circle. All right, have a good show.
All right,
I'll grab that
real chicken first.
Meatloaf second.
Yes. Thank you. So for people listening, on court one, 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, DJ Wagner's team plays Pro Skills out of Texas. I'm looking to see who they have.
So we're officially in the dead period now?
Yeah. Yeah, players, I don't think coaches can go this time around. So there won't be a ton of coaches walking around, you know, like at some of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, listen, I think fans, you need to – and he'll play again at 9 o'clock on court one as well against – SFG, which I'm assuming is Bronny's team, if that's what they were saying, somebody was saying. So, strive for greatness out of California. So, that's probably Bronny's team. But, yeah. Listen, that's going to be fun. And then, of course, you got games on Sunday and Monday, too.
Listen. And your crew of younger dudes. Okay, this is what you should do. You know what? This is awesome. And I'm going to be a crasher and dasher of dreams at the moment. You have a 15-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
You have a 14-year-old son, people.
Mm-hmm.
Do this for yourself. You now have the Nike EYBL tournament in your hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I want you to go one of these days. Go look at the 15-year-olds around the world, okay? Look at the 15-year-olds on the Nike's tournament, right?
Yeah.
From this, after this weekend forward, don't ask me about your 15-year-old and who they should be working out with if you haven't saw what 15-year-olds look like around the world.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, does this make sense what I'm saying? With all due respect, this is just a tournament. You're going to see 15-year-olds that are reverse Spud Webb, J.R. Ryder, cocking the ball while flying in the air and backwards dunking.
Yeah.
15-year-olds, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when y'all tell me my 15-year-old needs to work on his left hand, so he can make the team. You know what I'm saying? Do I need to get a personal trainer for that? You know, and I'm going to get frustrated, right? Does my 15-year-old have a shot? I'm going to get frustrated. I'm going to say, did you go to that Nike EYBL? Right? And I'm going to say, okay, how does your 15-year-old or 16-year-old compare with those 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds? Because that's your entire Division I roster for the next three seasons. Is going to be here in the EYBL.
Yeah. Absolutely. By the way, let me throw this out there. It's at the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center. And at 11 o'clock on Saturday, while DJ Wagner's on court one, court two, mm-hmm. Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, mm-hmm. $10 to get in. That's mm-hmm. for the whole day. Mm-hmm. Caleb Glenn versus Bronny. On court two.
Go look at some of these kids.
Yeah, you can watch back side to side courts. You're gonna get DJ Wagner, Caleb Glenn versus Bronny.
Go look at some of these kids. And like I said, these are the big names we're talking about. They're gonna be 15. What's this? 17 and under, right? Mm-hmm. They're gonna be 15-year-olds out here.
Yeah.
That are nasty.
Just ridiculous.
And there's gonna be a ton of them. There's gonna be a ton of, and you're gonna look at every team. They're going to have four or five guards that you know would waste anybody in your district.
Yep.
On every team.
Yeah.
There's going to be one or two. Oh, Steve. There's going to be one or two teams mm-hmm. that have no business. Oh, my God. Listen, y'all. There's going to be a team where a dad just he wants his kid to play against the best of the best, right?
Yeah.
And he's going to put...
Just toss him out there.
He's going to put Timmy and his friends in this EYBL tournament. And it's going to be some bloodbaths, too.
Be the gas bags last year in the B League we were in.
Listen. There are going to be some bloodbath games, right?
Some really good teams in that league.
And when I say bloodbath, I mean it's going to be like... You're going to walk by and it's going to say 64-4. You're going to be like, Jesus Christ. And it's going to... It's
throw
gonna,
in the towel.
Yeah, throw the damn towel.
What's in the box? Yeah.
Listen.
That kind of pain.
You're going to see the opening where they... Listen, it's going to be some 6'11 dude tap it right to his...
Somebody said like, oh, I'm not going to read that. That's funny.
He's going to tap it right to his two guard. And listen, the moment he taps it to his two guard, you know what he's going to start doing?
Take off.
Pointing up.
Yeah. Look. You're going to tap it, take off, bang.
Boom. And listen, okay, this is what you do too, y'all. Listen to the fan bases that have their own sound. Right? Because like teams that dunk a lot, their fan base usually has their own whistle or something. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Those teams, you need to follow around.
Yeah.
Because that means there's going to be a whole lot of dunking on those teams.
Yeah.
Listen, also, look for delegation ladies with matching shirts. They're going to have some nasty teams too.
Yeah.
Because they're really here to enjoy their Man. Trip to Louisville.
Yeah. And listen, like I said, I mean, that's a dream scenario. If you can get out there.
It says 25 for the day.
Is it for the whole day?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. It's worth it, whatever. If you can sit there and watch DJ Wagner yeah. on this court and Caleb Glenn versus Bronny on this court.
It's worth $10 or $25.
Sign me up.
And also, yeah. listen, seriously, people, if you have teenagers. Go look at what the national competition looks like.
But also, if you got a day, I think you can come and go. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to. You can buy it and then come back.
Yeah,
that
it
night.
Might be 10. You can get in, but you got to stay in.
It might be what it is.
You can come and go as you please.
Because you can come back and watch the nightcap too. You know. So, yeah, because Caleb, man, people. I think a lot of people want to get out there and see him on the scene. You know.
Yeah, and he's a problem.
Yeah,
Caleb is bursting up. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
Up the boards.
Absolutely. So,
okay, last thing before we get
out
here.
It's going to be
fun, man. Maurice Turner versus Tyreek Hill.
Unreal. I can't believe we didn't talk about that. Maurice Turner, incoming freshman for the University of Louisville. Look.
Step for step
to the point. Tyreek Hill took his.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, I was just going to say, took his cleat off and signed it and gave it to him.
Hey, y'all. Repeat. That Tyreek Hill. NFL beast mode, mm-hmm. NFL player. Hey, y'all, when I tell you it looks stupid, when you see a line of kids racing and you see two people in their first four steps it's like 5 yards of separation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. You're racing somebody, okay? It's 12 people racing, 12, 15 kids racing. In four steps, there are two guys that are completely separated from the entire pack. Four steps cover 7 yards.
Yeah.
And it's already 5 yards of separation between these two. Hey, y'all, you're going to see two of the most powerful human being and their legs. It looks stupid. It looks different.
Nicholas Georgia. 5'10", 180 running back, but I think he might be a hybrid guy.
Mm-hmm.
They might slot him a little bit and do some things with him.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting to see. 5'10", 180, he can bump out there, but yeah.
And something like
incoming
that.
Incoming freshman.
Something like that. That little race. Change attitude, too.
Yeah, and that can
you start feeling like, okay, I was out here one of the best. Step for step with him. He made Tyreek put the little extra in, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He made. And listen, by the time they were 10 yards, 10, 12 yards, y'all.
Something else.
Tyreek said, okay, I'm in a race.
Yeah, they were fast.
They were really fast.
Like I said,
fast.
He took his cleat off, signed it, and was like, here you go, young fella.
Yeah,
I'll
see you soon.
Yeah, keep that. Yeah.
And keep I'll that. Listen, I'll see you soon.
And he'll be out there in Cardinal Stadium. So,
Nikki?
It's good.
Take a break.
Tomorrow, big day, man. I think we're going to get L. Ellis in here. We're going
to
have.
What are you dying to ask L. Ellis?
Oh. I might just. That's my baby, so I might just get.
Emotional.
I might get in the nitty gritty with him. No, not emotional. I might ask him things I don't historically ask players when they're in here. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I
need you.
Yeah.
And I need to know.
I need this to know some things.
Now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And he's working hard.
Yeah.
He's working.
Love it.
As always, 8150. Hey, your project. Plug those up. Charge them up. Use them.
Oh.
You have a book report tomorrow on the ONN. What,
2 pages, aerial font,
yeah.
Double space.
What is it? Space in between.
Double space. Don't mess with the margins. I know that trick.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.